content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw Uncensored. Thank you very, very, very much. So if you are listening to us right now but can't see us, very simple fix to that. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/spirituallyraw. And also, if you would like to become a guest and you think you could give us some great information for our audience that you'd like to share, very simple. Also, go to spirituallyraw.com. Just send in your information about why you'd be a great guest. And don't forget, while you're there, to download your copy of Secrets to Interview Riches. You are welcome. You are most, most welcome. Hey, don't forget, you know, thumbs up on the video and all that stuff. Like it, share it, all that
thank
good stuff.
You so
know,
much.
That all that goes along with it.
Yeah, we love you guys and we appreciate everything.
So we got some really cool stuff here today. Yeah, really cool stuff here today. You're definitely going to want to, well, you're already here, so just check this out.
You're going to love this. We have two special commentator and a featured guest. Welcome to episode number 337, the link between COVID-19 and the 5G network with our featured guest, New Pissarra, a.k.a. Anonymous, and I mean literally, he is going to be anonymous. He's a controversial theorist, registered nurse, specializing in behavioral health and substance abuse recovery. He's an author and a proud veteran of the United States Air Force Operation Desert Storm and Desert Shield. Newt has been studying conspiracy theory, quantum theory, ancient archaeology, and much more for over 10 years. Plus, we have a special and very beautiful co-commentator, Ms. Gina Gardner. She is a number one international best-selling author, motivational speaker, empowerment and relationship coach, and transformational leadership trainer with over 30 years experience helping people experience happiness, success, and fulfillment. She's the founder of Thrive Together Tribe and the Enlightened Leadership Program. You can find her at genuinely-you.com. Again, that's genuinely-you.com.
There you go. Right on. Why don't we bring on Q Anonymous, a.k.a. Nutsar. How are you? And thank you for coming out.
Guys? Thank you so much for having me on the program.
There. He's totally there. And you guys are not, you gotta go to the visual aspect of this channel, everybody, because I want to let you know what I'm looking at right now. Okay, so I'm looking at a man who looks like he's from the Silence of the Lambs. He's got a hat, sunglasses, and a mask around. This is really cool. You don't want to miss this. So go to patreon.com/spiritualraw to get the visual effect of this one.
Now, we need to tell people, there's a reason, obviously, why he's anonymous, because, like I said, he is a registered nurse, and we're going to be talking about COVID-19, so, you know, I don't think I really have to explain the rest of it.
Well, I want to thank you, first of all, and let's give everybody a round of applause here for your military service. Thank you very much, with much love and much gratitude to you, too, Anonymous. So, this whole pandemic, this whole shutdown, I mean, you know, it's been just so bizarre, right? So, really, what the hell's going on?
Well, there's a lot of things going on. It really depends on what perspective you're coming from, whether you are listening to the MSM, the mainstream media, or you are looking behind the scenes of things. So it really depends on where you're coming from. But as far as what is happening from what we are being told, okay, this is a global pandemic. This is actually the very first time in I'm in my 40s right now, as you are too as well. And I have never
Thank you. I appreciate that, reminding our audience about that. There goes the makeup, man.
I'll take 40.
But, I mean, have you guys ever seen a global shutdown to this extent?
Nothing.
Never. This is like loony.
So
this
bizarre.
This is like Looney Tunes.
So bizarre.
It really is. And when you come to think about the extremities of COVID-19, how many deaths there are in comparison to people who have died from pneumonia or even from the common flu, it is significantly low. And so why are we shutting down, you know, the whole globe just because of something like the COVID-19 and to this extent? Well, it's because there's more than that. And there's a lot of people all around the globe who are asking questions. No longer are we so easily distracted, or, you know, usually, you know, we know a lot of things that go on. If there's distraction, there's usually something that's happening on the other end. And it's usually used as a smokescreen. And so I believe that's what we're going to be talking about, the behind the scenes of what is actually happening behind the scenes with COVID-19 and the global structure, the alliances created in opposition to what we know as the cabal.
Okay, so now you're in the front line. I mean, you're in the medical industry, and again, thank you for that level of service also, but you're seeing this firsthand. Now, what do you see? So you hear on TV, okay, all this, you know, ventilators, everything related to this whole medical scare, whatever it is, insaneness, yeah. So what do you see in the front lines? I mean, based on what you're seeing in the news on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put that? Meaning 10 being, this is pretty much what's happening, what they're showing in the news, or 1 being, you know, I ain't really like that. Like, where would you put that?
Well, I have to say more in the middle, 4 to 5 out of 10. And that is pretty much, for the most part, what is being reported throughout the United States.
That's really, really low. You just said out of a 10 being the worst case scenario in the hospitals, you're seeing maybe like
well,
a 10
would be like what
five?
He's 10 would be like what we're seeing now, right? So based on what we're seeing right now, maybe half of what we're seeing right now is really the real story.
Relevant.
Is that right? Did I say that? QAnonymous?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I can't account for like the main, you know, hospital settings, ER settings, like in New York, for instance. But I can account for, you know, the area that we are in right now, where I'm based at, and it is not to that extent. And so why is that a possibility, considering that we are in global shutdown, quarantine?
I'd like to go to our guest commentator here. Gina, you're on the other end of the pond in England. Can you, based on what you're hearing there, can you give us a description of what you're experiencing there? And if I can ask you that same question, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being that exactly what it is that you're seeing in the news, how do you feel like what is actually happening compares to that? You know, how would you rate that?
I think it depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about the causation of this, then I suspect that we're getting a very mixed message. If you're talking about what's going on, then I think probably the truth is higher. And I have a personal experience. My goddaughter is involved in setting up the Nightingale Hospital, for example, in London. So I'm hearing the not only from the news, but hearing from people within the health service what it's like. And therefore, you're getting a better quality of news. But I think it really depends on who you're listening to. The news, the media, is an enormous machine. And I think you've got to be very choosy about who you listen to and when you listen to them, because there's so much conjecture that is presented as fact, and it isn't. You've got to be really, really careful at listening to what they're actually saying. And a lot of the time, it's this could be, this may, rather than this is the reality.
QAnonymous, I want to ask you this. With what's going on there and what you're experiencing there, you want to be able to talk about the 5G network, or we wanted to talk about how this links with the 5G network. Can you explain that to us? You know what that all means.
Well, from all the chatter that is happening behind the scenes, they're linking 5G with the actual COVID virus, and so.
How is it actually linking?
Well, okay, let's talk about marketing, okay? Let's do that for one thing. So, and you probably heard it from David Icke, you know, as far as problem, reaction, solution, okay? Okay, let's go where it is most prominent from within the field that I know, as far as Suboxone and any other replacement medication that's out there, right? Suboxone is basically used as a replacement therapy for opiates. Okay, so say, for instance, someone who owns a pharmacy or a pharmaceutical company, and they would want to get into the part of making money, making profit off of the people in the streets who are making profit off of citizens like you and me, selling cocaine, heroin, okay? And they're saying to themselves, you know what, I want to make some money too, more than them. And you know what, we can, because we can make a replacement drug. So that solution, that drug in itself is marketed as the solution, right? So put that to the side, put that on the shelf. So if say, for instance, that same individual or group of individuals has a great stake in the mainstream media, right? And they own a lot of the media that's out there. Right. So all you got to do is basically pump it up. You know what? Let's create an opioid crisis. OK. And so that's contributes to the problem. So out of the problem, reaction, solution, we filled solution, which is the actual Suboxone or the drug replacement. And then let's fill in the blank with the problem, the opioid crisis. Now, if your mother's dying, your brother's dying, close friends are dying, and they're basically victims of this opioid crisis, which is the problem, what's the reaction? The fear, okay? So you're filling the blanks with fear, which is the population of people who are suffering from this opioid crisis. So now you got problem, reaction. Now you have the people who are dying, well, the people left over, you know, the families who are basically, you know, suffering from their losses, from their loved ones, you know, being lost to death because of the opioid crisis. So they're looking towards a resolution, which would be the solution, which is the Suboxone, the replacement drug, to help their loved ones to replace the heroin, the opioids. But to tell you the truth, it's still a drug. Okay, and what is happening behind the scenes in these medical facilities? And again, this is the reason why people like I are anonymous, because this is what's happening today. Problem, reaction, solution. The solution is the replacement drug, which is created by the pharmacies, the pharmaceutical companies. And who owns these pharmaceutical companies?
So are you referring then to like the Bill Gates of the world?
Right, and that's what I'm leading to, okay? So...
They're trying to set this stuff up. So what you're saying is that they're like the Bill Gates of the world or whoever, you know, they're trying to set this stuff up to create the problem, if you would, and then the solution being internally offering up their solutions. You know, here's my solution to this.
Absolutely. But I believe, okay, so Melinda and Bill Gates, their foundation, they themselves are just like presidents of states or countries, okay? They are just figureheads. But there might be a possibility where there's other people or groups of people behind the scenes which are all behind that. They're just having Bill Gates and people of the like who are just the figureheads. So with that being said, the solution, okay, is the vaccine. Right now, from my research and from my sources, which are being collected, which are being forwarded towards me, these vaccines contain nanotechnology. Okay,
and it
becomes a very sinister thing once we get done with this conversation at the end of the day, because okay, what does the vaccine, nanotechnology, and then furthered science have to do with anything? Well,
is that the chip? Is that like kind of like when you talk about nanotechnology? Is that like the equivalent of saying, okay, I'm getting the chip now?
The chip.
The chip.
Are you saying that they're putting this chip
into the vaccine?
Into the needle?
That's what he's saying. They're putting the chip into the vaccine, right? The needle?
Is it like broken down, or is it literally like a chip, a solid piece of something?
Well, they've gone beyond just the chip. It's actual nanobot technology. When I say nanobot, like actual robotic entities, which is smaller than the needle of the syringe, which can be pushed as a liquid from the syringe through the needle and into your bloodstream.
That is okay. So sick. And what would be the effects of is it just total control over the human? Is it control over your mind? Is it control over your circulatory system, your blood?
Absolutely. To the point where...
It sounds like all of the above.
Yeah.
Right. It's because, and then once you, okay, say for instance, you were so scared of this pandemic, right? And which is right now a global entity, okay? You have the COVID-19 pandemic. So people are scared. That in itself is the problem, okay? And then the reaction is, you know what? I want to be out there in the general public like how life used to be. So I want to get this this vaccine. I mean, nowadays, people are more wary about that because we've heard about this before from the past 20, 30, 40, 50 years, that anything that was implanted within you as a chip, because I heard about this even when in the 80s when I was in high school. And I often wonder, like, what is this? And then people in spirituality and religion in the beginning stages of that awakening, for me, they often made mention of that being the mark of the beast. And right. I didn't understand it. I was like, what are you talking about? How can they be the mark of the beast? You can't make me do this and this and this. But as the scenario has played itself out now, I mean, we're in that situation where if I was scared enough and I did not know what was happening behind the scenes, I'm going to take that vaccine because I don't want the COVID because people are dying left and right.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought for a minute. We got to take a quick break, everybody. We will be right back, and I want to get Gina's opinion on this. So hang tight.
Step into your authentic self and find genuine power with Gina Gardiner, number one international best-selling author, motivational speaker, empowerment coach, and transformational leadership trainer. Gina suffered a serious accident at 29, leaving her paralyzed and learning how to walk not once but twice. It's not the challenges which define us, but what we do with them. You are not broken and you are enough. Gina has dedicated her life to helping people recognize that you have a choice to be happy, to be successful, and to live life full of joy and fulfillment. Access your inner resources to live life fearlessly. Find your true purpose and feel self-confident. Connect with Gina Gardiner at genuinely-you.com. That's Gina Gardiner at genuinely-you.com.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so, so much. We are with Q Anonymous and also Gina Gardiner. So, Gina, before we went to a quick break there, the thought process of, okay, this vaccine comes to me, which has a chip installed into it so we can do whatever with you. How is that circle in your mind there when you hear that? I mean, do you see that's the way that things are going for us, or what's your opinion on that?
It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
It is.
There's no doubt that there are people who try to manipulate to create a situation where they're going to profit from pretty well every situation. And that's been true throughout the last few, probably 1,000 years. What strikes me are a number of things. The first is, if you look at the Great Awakening, which happened in the 1780s, it was the shift between organized religion and people taking opportunity for everyone to take responsibility for themselves and their actions. If you look at our health, for example, never before have we had so much abundance and yet so much obesity, taking so many drugs, people being unhappy, on to antidepressants. I believe that this is an opportunity for us to reevaluate our values, to look at what's important, and to make choices that are based on the right values, things that protect ourselves, our families. And by protect, I don't mean with a gun. I mean by being careful about what we eat, what we breathe, looking after the environment, standing up and saying, this is our truth, that we aren't going to put up with whatever other people are offering us unless it's in the greatest good for us, our families, society, and the earth. And I'm intrinsically optimistic that this is an opportunity for people to just take a breath. Now, I'm not for a moment making light of what's going on, nor am I making light of potential threat of people who are trying to organise world domination. But I do believe in the intrinsic goodness of the human race, and I do believe that collectively we can make a difference. We can take charge.
Right on. You know, you make me feel so smart.
I feel so much better.
I feel so smart after listening to you.
You.
I really do. Wow.
All right.
Oh, I do.
You just
I
took a load off.
I took my pat myself on the back. It does make me feel smarter. Stop it, all of you. Laugh at your own selves. Okay, so Q Anonymous, let me ask you this. When we talk about the 5G network, are we, so when you associate that, would that be like a, let's call it a cell phone network? Is that what we're talking about?
I think it's way beyond that too, as well, than just a cell phone connection. I believe it has to do with other things that is part of something more grand. And it basically connects with like everything for the most part. It's almost like a quantum network that not only connects cell phones or communications with other computer sites and epicenters for different locations, governments and states, but it is also a powerful entity that controls a lot of things. You know, there is so much nanoparticles that are being chemically sprayed throughout our skies. Which are connected to the nanoparticles that are being injected into us as almost like the end game of things. So say, if, for instance, you injected yourself with the vaccine with the nanoparticles, with this microchip technology, it might even be a possibility that there might be dormant viral particles within your body as a result of the injection. That might be turned on by something like as simple as a turn-on switch as the 5G network. So say, for instance, if a country or a group of people or a particular entity which was in resistance towards any government entity, and they decided to not abide by a particular executive order by a president of state, what can happen is that they can activate that viral technology, which is nanoparticles within the system as a result of being injected with that vaccine.
I got to say, you want to say something
I
first?
Do. Okay, hold on a second.
We got to draw straws.
Yeah. Well,
draw
I got
straws.
It. Okay. So, okay, let me backtrack. Going back to the whole mark of the beast, because biblically speaking, of course, we heard it all growing up, and I always thought it was so far-fetched and outlandish. But now it's actually starting to not sound so outlandish anymore. That being said, are you going to have to make a choice? Either you're going to take it or you're not going to take it. And if you see that actually moving in that direction, I want to hear your thoughts. What would happen if you do, and what would happen if you don't?
If you took the vaccine, okay, it would be essentially like a matrix where they would provide you what was required, okay? But the only thing about that is that there's a limit to the rainbows and unicorns type of existence or fake reality that's being presented to you. But say, for instance, they wanted to force something upon you, like take your children. I'm just being extreme here.
Yeah.
Take your children, say they wanted to have it where it was like China, where you just had one child, but guess what? You got five children. Mm-hmm. And you're going to lose four kids. But you already had consented to the vaccine. You had the nanobots within your system, and now you have this dormant DNA within inside of you. So any heads of state or any particular state of government or anything that is a controlling figure can say, you know what? Okay. If you don't want to give up your four children into slave camps, and again, I'm just talking extreme, then I'm going to turn on the actual nanobots within your system that's already implanted within you through the vaccine, and there's going to be a virus released.
Okay, so let me kind of try to circle back just a little bit here. I want to make sure I get a clear picture for not only myself, but for our audience. So there's this COVID-19 going on right now. So people are getting sick from that. And so their whole thing behind that is that, okay, well, if you take the vaccine, then that'll help you with that. And they're working on a vaccine. Now this vaccine, when injected to them, that is then going to be like that's like the thing right there. So the powers that be, if like you said, if you don't abide by our rules, or you know, you don't want to go and do this,
well,
or whatever like that,
your body gets like a shock treatment.
They could switch a button on and off, and you've got this like what do you got, like this battery or something in you, or kind of thing like that?
Like an electric shock?
Yeah, like electric shock or something?
Well, I mean, if you want to, you know, describe it that way, you can. But, and again, I'm not a scientist too as well, but the way that I understand nanotechnology, there are little small, it kind of in the shape of viruses. If you've ever seen a virus, it almost looks robotic in nature.
Yeah.
Okay. That's... And just like the COVID, it's you have these spikes that come out of right. it and radiate from it like a crown. Mm-hmm. And the spikes out of it has a particular functional feature that relates to the overall design of that virus. The same thing holds true with this nanotechnology. Okay. It has it's programmed the technology that can be utilized as even a conglomerate type of entity used for currency. So if you ever heard of one day, you know, potentially end game where the mark of the beast has been implemented, you know, there could be a possibility that the mark of the beast that you have acquired in this form of nanotechnology through the vaccine, you cannot exchange goods and services for currency unless you have injected this vaccine.
So what will happen then? So y'all are applauding now, but hold off before you applaud.
I think that was supposed to be a boo.
I don't know.
That doesn't sound very good.
They don't know. Well, that's what we're trying to educate on. We're trying to figure out, right? So, Gina, what about that? I mean, from your perspective, the mark of the beast, something that, you know, we've heard growing up for all these years, and, you know, there's this mark of the beast. Is this a self-fulfilling prophecy? Is this what we're experiencing right now, Gina? What do you think?
What really concerns me is that they don't need to inject us. What they fear is going to be the thing that actually destroys us if we're not careful. If we focus on fear, we're going to make decisions that are based on that fear rather than recognizing that we are each of us trying to get into our different power. And I think that, you know, whether it's true or not, I'm not a great fan of 5G, but I do find this whole thing, it becomes just as controlling as the amount of whatever that we put into it. But we have to step out of this fear and take control.
Is it as easy as Gina is saying to shift our vibration and not feed into the fear?
That is the power that we do have for each and every one of us. Now, I'm not here to basically project or broadcast doom and gloom.
Oh, no, I know.
That's not the case. But I do feel that people should be well-informed of what's out there, okay? We do have a significant amount of power, not only individually, but together as a conglomerate. Now, this was proved as a fact. I'm not sure if you guys were a part of the global meditation on April 4th. You know, many people were a part of that. I believe 200,000 people were required to be a part of that meditation, but we were well into the billions, you know.
On a global meditation on April 4th?
April 4th, yeah. Hmm. I think they were setting a time at 10:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So the amount of power when you have not only thousands, but, oh, my God, billions of people? Are you serious? Thinking about the same thing of healing the planet, not only like looking outside of ourselves, thus thinking that another person can heal us, but being reminded. The awakening is more than just an awakening. It's a remembering of who we are. It's not heaven outside of us where we're constantly looking for heaven that's outside of us, or even the second coming, which is always outside of us. That's a paradox. If we're looking for something that's going to come, the actual place of a consciousness in front of ourselves all the time, it's a paradox because we will never get there.
Okay, we're getting down the close of the show here, and I just want to get in one last question from each of you real quick. And Gina, I'd like to start with you on this one first. Can you tell me from your perspective, do you think that there should be some sort of either financial accountability or criminal accountability towards, you know, the media that's putting this stuff out there right now on a 724 circuit, that's really just putting these in people's minds? I mean, do you think there should be any accountability there, from your opinion? Or do you think that's a service to us?
I think that everybody should be accountable for what they do. We should be taking radical responsibility for our words, our actions, or lack of them, and the media is no different. But it's up to us to hold them to account. And we can do that using the off switch.
To Anonymous, question for you on that one. Should there be accountability to the media, or do you think this is all good? I mean, this is what we're supposed to be hearing right now.
Oh, absolutely. There should be accountability from everyone. Now, I know it's difficult to basically talk about this to family and friends, but we have to be creative in how we approach people. You know, you can't be like, oh, yeah, this is the cabal against the, you know, good and evil, and there's good guys, and this is what's happening, because they won't respond to that. They shut down, absolutely. Yeah. And then they start ridiculing you and calling you labels, and that's not productive. It's counterintuitive. And so you have to look at it in the same light as a baby, as an infant. You know, you can't feed an infant without teeth a T-bone steak. You can feed an adult a T-bone steak, and that's easier to digest, but an infant, they're not able to consume that in a healthy manner. So you have to be creative in how you expose this information. What was that?
I said I could already tell it's dinner time for you. it's getting close to that one. All right, everybody, listen, this has been a great show. Thank you very, very much. Well, another informative session. And it sounds like we're going to have a lot more of this coming up, because it just seems like we're just scratching the surface, yeah?
Just beginning.
And this is your brainchild, by the way.
I love it.
Yeah, this is all right. That's right.
Exactly what you just said, you know, you spoon feeding. You can't jam everything down someone's throat all at one time. You have to spoon feed it. And within their own time, either hopefully they will get it, hopefully you will wake up, and hopefully you will, you know, shift your energy and raise your vibration, or you won't. And that's okay too, because everybody, you know, it's your own choice, and everybody has their own decisions to make.
So everybody, thank you very much for tuning in today. I'd like to thank Gina Gardner from Across the Pond. Gina, thank you very much for giving us your insight on that. We much appreciate it there. Much love to you on that. And Q Anonymous, thank you very much. And I guess we'll see you all next time. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, take what you want and throw the rest away, right?
Together we will turn the key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you everybody for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.